Iqbal, obviously being a scholar, we say him Allama Iqbal as well. He was a mystic. He knew Quran very well. In his poetry, we can see, you know, interpretation of Quran as well. So he basically was referring back towards the original Islam.
One very important factor about his character was that he was a concerned person. You know, he had the concerns for the society, for the people, for the human beings. He was a person who constantly thought about others and finding solutions for the betterness of the society and betterness of the world. We say in front of it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear brothers and sisters, all across the nation of Islam. This is The Teacher, an introduction to the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, and scholars all across the world, with the presence of two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Dr. Rezazadeh, assalamu alaikum to you and welcome to the show, brother.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So in this new series of the program, The Teacher, we are concerned with some of the outstanding and prominent Muslim thinkers and scholars. And for this episode and the upcoming ones, we have selected Muhammad Iqbal, who was a famous poet, scholar, and politician of India, now present Pakistan, and in fact, whose poetry and some of his works in politics were really outstanding, and his vision, in fact, of the independent states of the Muslims for British India was to inspire the creation of Pakistan at that time, and he's commonly referred to as Allama Iqbal, a polymath or a scholar. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, you yourself are from Pakistan, and you have really fruitful information about Allama Iqbal Lahuri or Allama Muhammad Iqbal. Give us some background about his early life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, Allama Muhammad Iqbal, they call him Lahuri because he's buried in Lahore. Mm-hmm. Whereas he was born on 9th of November 1877 in Sialkot.
That's right.
And Sialkot is a city which is towards the east of Lahore. It's around like 2 and 2.5 hour drive from Lahore to Sialkot. And it's a border area between like India and Pakistan.
Is it Sialkot?
Sialkot.
Sialkot. Okay.
Sialkot.
Okay.
Because in Persian you don't have T.
No.
So
it's
so,
hard. It's we have T, but it's hard to pronounce it this way. Okay.
Yeah. But so, they pronounce it as Sialkot.
Okay.
And obviously he was the son of Sheikh Muhammad, who was a tailor basically, and he studied his initial studies in the city of Sialkot. And after that, like after schooling, he went to Murray College. This Murray College, obviously, if you search on the internet, they show it's his previous name. It's been changed. It was Scotch Mission School or College.
Okay.
And later it was changed to the name of Murray College.
What is Murray? Murray means Mary?
Murray, M-U-R-R-Y. It's a Christian name.
Oh, Christian
Murray.
Name. Yeah. These are Christian names.
These are the Christians. Scotch was the first head of the school who went there, the missionary, and then the Murray. It was changed to Murray College, basically.
Okay.
So that is also a missionary school.
That's right.
The point is that when he was in Murray College, he became the student of Sayyid Mir Hassan.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of information about this teacher, his teacher, Sayyid Mir Hassan.
That's right.
The things that we have, it is said like he learned the Quranic teachings, the Quranic studies,
yes,
and the Arabic language from Sayyid Mir Hassan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Sayyid Mir Hassan who basically, we can say like, who told him to go for the further studies to Lahore and then to study in the college and universities.
That's right.
Sayyid Mir Hassan himself, if I just want to say about him a couple of words,
okay,
it would be enough to say that when Allama Iqbal wrote his books, his thesis,
that's right,
the British government, they announced to give him a certification or, you know, a title.
That's right.
For example, the title of Sir was given by the British government at that time.
Yes.
When they were about to give this title, he said, you should give a title to my teacher, Sayyid Mir Hassan.
Mm-hmm.
And Sayyid Mir Hassan, they said, we don't have any book from him, anything from him.
Okay.
He said his book is Iqbal. Mm-hmm. So when you're giving me a title, you should give a title to my teacher.
Okay.
Now, the point is, when he was getting this title of Sir from British government, he did not mention anyone else.
Yes.
Except Sayyid Mir Hassan.
That's all right.
So it shows that the Sayyid Mir Hassan, basically, he nurtured him way.
As a mentor.
He was best mentor for him.
Yes.
Who guide him towards the path which he followed throughout his life.
Okay, that's right.
And that's why at that time then the British government, they gave Sayyid Mir Hassan the title of Shamsul Ulama.
Okay.
The son of the scholars.
Yes, that's right.
Iqbal, obviously, he finished his college studies, we can say like 12th grade.
Yes.
In Sialkot. After that, he moved to Lahore, where he joined the government college. And there he studied law. Mm-hmm. He did his BA and master's in philosophy in Government College of Lahore, which is now known as the Government College University. It became a university.
Okay.
And after that, he went to the Cambridge, where he did law. And after that, he went to the Munich University, where he did his PhD in philosophy.
He was truly a polymath, you know, now different fields of studies, from literature to, we can say, Quranic studies, and also law. He was a barrister, he was a lawyer.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a lawyer, we can say, in British India at that time. And the role that Iqbal's mother had in nurturing this son, you know, it is documented that Iqbal's mother, Imam Bibi, was a woman who was generous, wise, very much fond of reading the Holy Quran. And this for surely had direct role in nurturing the character of Allama Muhammad Iqbal. Dr. Azad, let's get to you, brother. What makes Allama Muhammad Iqbal Lahori very special? He's very much welcomed in Iran too.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whenever we want to talk about these, you know, very influential characters, we really need to pay attention to many different things that has really shaped their personality. And when we look at the life of a person like Muhammad Iqbal, we see that he has been influenced by many important factors. First, we see that he comes from a very important family root. His old ancestors come from Brahmin Hindus, but they converted into Islam. Some people say 2 centuries before his birth, and some others say that 4 centuries before his birth. But they were from the clergy class and the scholars in their own faith tradition. But then it comes to him, and as you mentioned, his mother and his family, they were all important factors in shaping a strong personality. And this is a very common factor that we can see in the lives of many important and influential figures in the history. When they have a very original and influential family, that really helps them. The other thing that we can see in his life is that he has a very good opportunity to study under the best teachers and mentors, and also go to some of the best universities and see some of the most influential, professors of his time. So he not only studied under important people, but also socialized with very influential figures of his time. For example, we see Thomas Arnold and Edward Brown and Reynolds Nicholson. That's these are very important figures of his time who were very in close relationship.
Especially Arnold, his PhD thesis was dedicated to him after Mr. Arnold. And it says, because he judged me liberally, regardless of my color, regardless of my religion or faith. That's why Professor Arnold has a specific place in his thought.
Exactly. And, you know, this is really a blessing of God that gives to some people this opportunity to be in touch with so many influential people.
Okay.
And as a result of all of these, important factors, we see that such a person is emerged. And that's about exterior factors. But in his own character, we see important things. For example, we see that he was very hardworking. He really took advantage of opportunities that God gave to him. And also, one very important factor about his character was that he was
a concerned person. You know, he had the concerns for the society, for the people, for the human beings. Yes. He was a person who constantly thought about others and finding solutions for the betterness of the society and betterness of the world. And this really makes a person very different.
And as a Muslim, as a current Muslim on that time, that's why he decided to dedicate his life, his time, his all the studies regarding law. We should not neglect it, because in establishing a new country and introducing a new law system to the world, this constitution is very important. And it seems that Iqbal and Allama Iqbal Lahori had a specific and comprehensive framework in his mind, Said Mohsen, isn't it, in order to establish the Muslim League or the Pakistan at that time.
Yeah, that's true. And obviously, we can see in his work, because he was very inspired by Sayyid Hassan, Sayyid Mir Hassan, who was obviously Sayyidul Ulama or Shamsul Ulama. And living in a society where we had like the non-Muslims and Muslims together.
That's right.
Obviously, in that society, there were many issues. On top of that, if we look at his poetry, we can see how he is describing about the honor and the status of the Muslim Ummah.
That's right.
And obviously the dignity that they should have.
Okay.
And what's happening now? What did Prophet said about the Muslim Ummah? What does Quran says? What did Allah says? And how the Muslims are living now?
That's right.
Obviously, at that time, we can see the Muslims were oppressed. There were other people who were oppressed by the either British government or the others. But he has in his mind that living in a society where some people, they worship, for example, cow, and on the other hand, there are some other people who are eating cow, the meat. So there's a contradiction. And obviously, there was always these kinds of problems over there. So regardless of being like a barrister, because he practiced as a barrister in Lahore when he came back to Lahore. But apart from that, he had this pain that the Muslim Ummah, when they are in a big and large number, they should live liberally.
That's right.
And they should perform their actions or the deeds or the religious, you can say, rituals, we can say, like, freely. And that was the main idea, which was known as, generally in the books, it is written as Do Qomi Nazriya. Like in Urdu, in
two
history,
nation
two
theory.
Nation, yeah.
In, two nation
in
theory,
the books,
that's right.
We can find, like, it is very much apparent, like, two nations theory.
Yeah, that's right.
In which he gave this theory.
Okay.
And that's why he joined the Muslim League.
Yes.
Muslim League was the only Muslim, you can say, like, group that was basically working for the independence of the Muslims in Indo-Pak.
We will get, inshallah, a more political aspect. But, Dr. Azazel, let's get to you. We got about 2 minutes. To the end of today's program, what other factors do you think made Iqbal Lahori a very special one and maybe neglected brother among the modern generation of the Muslims? Iqbal Lahori is very much neglected, not very much remembered of, isn't it?
I think so, because he really deserves much more attention. That's the point. You know, among some people, among some of the thinkers, he's very well known because they are familiar with the depth of his thoughts. But when it comes to the general people, not many people know
maybe
about...
Maybe it is because his literary character maybe overshadows his political one and the leading one, but...
Yeah, but also some people only look at him as a political thinker, but not also not as a philosopher and as a really, really deep thinker who had original ideas.
Okay.
So this is one thing. But at the end of the day, we should say that the most important thing about him is that he had a very comprehensive and multidimensional character.
That's right.
He was a philosopher, a mystic, somehow a poet, a lawyer who was really familiar with you know, the international law, and also he was, and you can really find it in his works, that he was very much familiar with the sciences like physics and also psychological theories. And based on all of them, at the same time, he was a person of practice.
That's right.
He wanted to be a spiritual person, and he was a spiritual person.
person. Right. You can find it from his lifestyle. Yes. Was not only a scholar or
no, he was a practicing Muslim.
Yeah, he was a very pious practicing Muslim. Okay. I can say that way. And he spent a good amount of his time just for worshiping and having spiritual time.
Yes.
So all of these things make him a very successful person that we really need to learn more about him and get more from his works.
That's
inshallah.
Right. Thank you very much. Inshallah, we'll dedicate some of our upcoming sessions also to Iqbal Lahuri, also known as Allama Muhammad Iqbal, also Sir Muhammad Iqbal. Okay, these are different titles. But what he's known is that he's in the Muslim lands, among the Muslim thinkers, he's known as Allama Muhammad Iqbal. It was very kind of you, Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and the listeners of IRIB English Radio. We hope you enjoyed this first episode of the program, The Teacher on Allama Muhammad Iqbal. Do not forget to log on to our website, parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page, or our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah. معلم